Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. Today, we are cracking open a fresh piece of Web3 infrastructure that dropped this month, May 2026. We're looking at the IMBA platform white paper version 1.0.
Man, I have been waiting for this one. The music industry has been begging for a real programmable consumer rail. Right now, everything, the catalogs, the rights, the massive promotion budgets, it's all tightly locked up behind walled gardens of major record labels, publishers, and mega funds.
Exactly. The fans, the listeners whose actual attention creates all the economic value, have zero way to natively participate in the growth of the tracks they discover early, buy, and support. IMBA is trying to completely tear down that wall using a Layer 1 Ethereum architecture.
Right, and let's clarify what it is not right off the bat, because the space is crowded and often hyped. The white paper is super explicit. IMBA is not a fractionalized royalty rights platform, a STEM marketplace, or a basic fan merch NFT project.
Yes, avoiding the massive legal and regulatory headaches that killed earlier fractional royalty experiments. Instead, IMBA is a model-agnostic utility settlement layer. It lets fans act as collectors and participants at an individual track level, rather than trying to buy into a massive, complicated aggregate catalog or trying to compete directly with the established labels.
Which brings us to the coolest part for the fans, how this actually generates ongoing income. Break down the track card mechanism for us.
It's brilliantly simple but robust on-chain. When an artist drops a track, the protocol opens what they call a round. This is a primary sale of a fixed supply pre-minted collection of track card NFTs, which you purchase directly using the IMBA utility token. Note the all-important demand for IMBA.
And the magic starts the literal block your purchase goes through, right?
Literally the same block. Every single track card permanently embeds a purchased at block timestamp right into the smart contract. From that exact moment, IMBA token rewards begin to accrue continuously to your card based on the track's real-world streaming performance.
Wow, so if I buy a track card for a song and that song blows up on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever, my specific card is continuously logging those streams and racking up IMBA tokens?
Precisely. They use a trusted off-chain streaming data oracle to aggregate multi-source stream counts and commit them to the blockchain using periodic Merkle tree snapshots. The round contract sets a custom stream rate, which dictates exactly how many IMBA tokens are distributed per 1,000 streams across that collection.
That is an absolute game changer for passive income to fans for enjoying music they listen to every day. But there is a catch with cashing out, right? A lock window?
Yes, and this is a crucial economic stabilizer. There is a strict 365-day claim lock per card. You cannot claim your rewards until exactly 1 year from your card's purchased at timestamp.
Wait, so if I sell or transfer my track card after, say, 6 months, does that timer reset?
Nope. The white paper states that the lock is anchored to the card's immutable timestamp. Subsequent transfers don't reset it. Furthermore, your rewards keep accruing during that 1 year lock window. The moment the clock strikes day 365, your first claim will settle the entire massive mountain of rewards that accrued over the whole year. From there, it's a smooth stream of ongoing income.
That's dynamic. It rewards real, long-term alignment between the fan and the artist. And what about the token itself? Is it going to be inflated into oblivion to pay out these rewards?
That's the best part of the economic mechanism. The total supply of IMBA is mathematically capped at 700 million units. There is absolutely no mint primitive in the token contract, meaning it is physically impossible to create more. The rewards are paid out of a pre-allocated staking and rewards pool.
So instead of inflation driving the system, it's actually designed to be deflationary as a derived property of people using the platform.
Exactly. They have a treasury-funded, governance-controlled buyback and burn program. A portion of the primary revenue generated from the track card sales can be routed to market buybacks, and those tokens are routed to a burn address where they are permanently incinerated, reducing the total supply forever.
Nice. Plus, if you're a power user, you can take your IMBA tokens and lock them into the staking contract. This grants you duration-weighted governance power as a governor, a slice of the staking rewards pool, and most importantly for true music fans, exclusive access to upcoming track card rounds and exclusive content gates.
It really forms a complete loop. You discover an artist in the anchor cohort, buy their track cards, contribute to their success, watch the streams grow, accumulate IMBA tokens, stake those tokens for VIP priority access to the next round, and influence the protocol's ongoing success.
Beautifully engineered. No legal friction of fractional copyright ownership, just pure programmable utility that lets fans ride the upside of the music they love while helping millions of talented musicians and AI stars become known to the world.
That's the IMBA initiative and associated white paper in a nutshell. If you want a deep dive into the algorithmic specifics like the Merkle claim verifications, check out the white paper in the show notes. The IMBA protocol goes live in June 2026, with IMBA presale tokens now available on your Boostify dashboard. Access using your existing Limitless TronLink wallet for full access. Link in the show notes. See you next time.